Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did it for me. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of A Journey to Freedom. A Journey to Freedom. Well, here at Journey to Freedom, we talk about our freedom journeys. And what is a freedom journey? A freedom journey is a never-ending journey, which is a journey that never ends, basically. And what I mean by never-ending journey is that as you go and you grow into new levels, you have to break off the things of the previous level that will not keep you stagnant in the new level. You can find us on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Intune, Audible, Alexa, BoomPlay, Google Podcast, and more. Let us pray, and then I will get into the introduction of the guest. Dear God, I come to you right now, Lord. I want to say thank you. Thank you for this day, dear God. Thank you for this day, dear God. Lord, please forgive us for anything that we have done, said, thought wrong that was not of you, dear God. Lord, please have your way in this podcast episode. Remove all nerves. Remove all anxiousness. Remove it all. And let us totally focus on what this episode is supposed to be about, dear God. Let us touch someone. Let us bless someone. Let us help someone to get to their freedom journey. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, so today's guest is someone I don't know how to explain it, but you know, me, I really don't talk to people. That's me being honest, but I see them and I observe them. And she's a real inspiration when it comes to getting that paper right. You know what I'm saying? She is a member of my church. She is very knowledgeable in finances and she's a mother. She's a newly grandmother. She's cool. She's cool. So please welcome none other than Letitia Holmes.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Yes. All right. So we are going to get into it. The first question is, what was the turning point for you where you knew that it was time to start your journey to freedom and start it for real?
Started for real. I've started a few times. I've had a few lives. No, but the turning point is I got pregnant with my son, my oldest son, when I was 19. I had him at 20. At that time, I was living in low income apartments, and I just knew that that wasn't the life that I wanted for him. So this might sound terrible, but I didn't let him go outside to get acquainted with other children. What I would do is I knew one young lady who lived on the street, and I would let her son come in and to play with my son, because I just didn't want my son to get comfortable there. So I gave myself a 5-year goal and said basically in 5 years I would own a home. Someone had told me about the Habitat for Humanity program. I signed up. I actually did not do what I was supposed to do. And they're really not supposed to give you another chance to, get what you need to do. Or they give you a set amount of time. And I had went over that time frame, but they worked with me and they allowed me to complete the program. I built my house. And then literally probably five years to the time I said that. So in 2004, which my son would have been turning five. He was five, getting ready to turn six, excuse me. But that year we built the house, I purchased the house, and I moved in, and I've been here ever since. So I think that was my turning point, just knowing that I didn't want him to grow up in that environment.
All right, so getting to the second question, you already mentioned some of the steps you took, but what were some of the steps that you took that to get to where you are at right now?
So to get where I'm at right now, I've had, a lot of loss. I've had, I've learned some stuff. I've lost a lot of money. Just kind of like trying new things. But all in all, how did I get? It was basically when I decided to stop having myself do everything, and but knowing what God can do. And sometimes when we pray, my prayers have changed. I thank God for what is coming, and I always ask for Him to give me what I need and not what I want. So I think the game changer was allowing God to lead instead of me thinking that I could do everything myself.
Oh, all right. More questions gonna come to me, but it ain't come to me yet. Okay. And what would you say to yourself 10 years ago?
10 years ago. So 10 years ago, I was 35. 10 years ago, I was 35. Probably getting out of a relationship that I should have never been in. But out of that relationship came a blessing. So 10 years ago, I would tell myself, the first red flag that you saw, you should have left. But also, don't be so hard on yourself. Give yourself some grace, because I did learn a lot within that relationship.
All right. And question just came to me. How has being a mother really helped you in this journey to freedom, or you're just a walk with God, period?
I called my first son my knee child. That's the one that keep me on my knees. So just learning how to pray, and learning and reminding myself that I have three children with three different personalities. You know, they're not the same. I can't raise them the same. And then being a mom, I think one of the most important things is when we're in a relationship, a romantic relationship, we always feel like it's important to learn the partner's love language. Well, I think you need to learn love languages of your children, because you may be buying your child something and they just want to hug, or you might be hugging them and they want you to buy them something, you know? So I think learning your children, I'm going to speak for myself. I can't speak for anyone else. Learning my children, knowing my children, has helped me. And then me realizing that they are really my motivation. And now my grandboy is my motivation to continue to do and leave a legacy for this family.
All right. Get to the last question. What would you say to those who are looking to start their freedom journey, and not necessarily walking in their freedom journey with God? Well, yeah, walking with God. But how would you tell them to, how will they get there? What would you say to them?
So number one, just start. Start. Make sure that you have a prayer life. That is so important. I'm going to bring God into everything. So that's because God is my whole being. He is the reason why I am. So I would say start, have that relationship, that solid relationship with God. It cannot be the relationship that your parents wanted you to have when you were smaller. That your grandparents, I grew up really with my grandmother, so it couldn't even be the relationship that my grandmother wanted me to have. It's the relationship that I need to have with God. I just saw something the other day that said, we praise God over here. It's not trending. That's me, baby. Every day I'm thanking and praising God. So just start, and then let God, if God gives you a vision, He gives provision. So just know that God is going to help you further where you need to go, not necessarily where you want to go.
All right. So, let's get to the newest segment I've added this year. You got any questions for me regarding my journey to freedom?
Yes, ma'am. So what do you feel like was your turning point as to why you wanted to start your journey to freedom?
I was tired of going through emotions and then not putting myself, going through pity parties, trying to get people to always feel sorry for me, and that wasn't working. It's I had to really figure it out on my own. Even though it's been a process, I've started this, I've said it multiple times in 2018, and it's been a long process to where I had to keep basically starting over. But this time I am not starting over. I'm just going to keep growing and building and applying the lessons I've learned over these past almost 6 years. So,
okay. I love that. I love that. I love that. Do I get to ask another question?
Yes, ma'am.
My next one, it's not even a question. I just got to give you your props because I pay attention to things on and off social media. So one, the first thing I want to tell you is keep posting because we see you. Keep posting everywhere. We see you. Keep doing that. And then two, at church, I kind of see you coming out your shell. Sunday, I was like, look at my girl. So keep doing that because the youth and the young adults need to see that. Because there is probably a little girl that feels like you felt years ago and is trying to get where you are. So just continue. So it's not really a question. It's just continue doing what you're doing because you are being seen. And it's seen in a great way. Of course, everyone is not going to like you. Mm-hmm. And that's fine because my grandmother used to tell me, if everybody like you, you ain't doing something right.
Right.
So everyone is not going to like you, but people respect you. So please know that. So just continue doing what you're doing because we see you. And I haven't even known you that long, but from the time that I've, you know, seen you or met you, I see the progression and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a process because you see the way I dress now, like I've always had a sense of my own style, but I was always like self-conscious of what other people gonna think. But now I don't care, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And probably because I'm knocking on the next decade, you know, I'll be 37 this year. So it's like, now it's just like, I don't care what people think for real. So yeah.
Yes. I love that.
All right. Anything else, ma'am?
So I just need to just do a plug. next Saturday, April the 13th, I am hosting a free youth and young adult ages 14 and 19 financial literacy class at the Tabernacle. It is at, I believe it's 531 Palmwood. I'm sorry if I don't have the right address. And then I am the cheerleader for small businesses in Toledo, number one, but anywhere. So on April the 19th, I am hosting a 419-day pop-up. It will be from 5 to 9. So I just want any business that is in our area code to come out, introduce your product. You know, people might think, well, everybody knows. No, everybody doesn't. So come out and, you know, introduce your product, meet new vendors, network, and just come out so we can all get to see amazing products. And so products and services and support small business.
All right. You got more spots left because I initially had a podcast that day, but I had to move it up to Thursday again. So you got spots left? I can send it.
Okay. I should have sent it. I have 7 spots left. So yes. Okay. Yep, we do have spots left.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna send it either today or when I get paid tomorrow. Either or.
Nope. That's fine. Yep. I will lock that in. I will save that spot for you because I want as many people to come that can.
All right. So I just wanna say thank you again for accepting the invitation to be on. I want to say that I think, like, because of you, I really started to, like, save for real this year. And I've never been a good person to save because I always want to, like, I get scared I ain't gonna have no money. So I dip into the savings money. So now I'm learning. And I'm learning by watching you vicariously through social media and just anything else. So I just want to say thank you for that, too.
That warms my heart. Listen, thank you. Sometimes I'm like, is this work? But no, thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to have you pray and then I'll say my final closing and we'll be done.
Okay. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for everything you have done and everything you will do. Lord, we thank you for this day. I thank you for allowing me to be the vessel to your people, just sharing my story, my testimony, because I know that it will help someone else. Lord, I ask that you continue to bless the host of this podcast, Lord, allow her to venture off to bigger and better things, God. I see it for her, Lord, and I know that you are going to do it. She is a creative, God. We thank you right now for what you brought her from and through and to. So, God, we know that the future is even brighter for her. So, God, we just thank you in advance for what you are going to do. God, we thank you for her heart. We thank you for her mind. We thank you for her coming out of her shell. And we thank you most importantly for seeing God through her, seeing you through her, the God in her as she walks and talks. So God, we just thank you and ask that you continue to allow her to be your vessel. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you again. And the next episode is, as I've said, it's been pushed up to the 18th because people be having events on Fridays. But my guest for that day is Shannon McIntyre, aka Shandig, and that episode is going to be interesting. I already can see it now. So please make sure you tune in on Pop Live on Podbean or catch the replay on April 18th at 6:30. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and we will see you then. Bye.